This is, I think, is why knowledge seems so valuable. And if we're considering philosophical knowledge when we're trying to discuss very large questions, as we've done in these lectures, trying to know about these issues makes us feel larger and better beings because it takes us beyond our own limited concerns and we start to feel unified with the vast universe out there and all the different phenomena in it. Well, now I've listed now three values that would give life meaning: pleasure, virtue, and knowledge. I don't myself think any of these should be regarded as the primary one and all the others subservient to that, still less any of them should be defined in terms of the others. I think these are three basic kind of values, independent of each other and not to be explained in terms of each other. So we should a meaningful life will be one which exemplifies each of those values. Let me just give you a rough idea of how that would go. We shouldn't, just as I said earlier, you shouldn't be somebody who thinks that life is all about just doing the morally right thing and ignores anything to do with pleasure. Equally, a person who pursues only virtue will neglect their education. If their only concern is, their only sense of value is doing what's right and avoiding what's wrong, why would they spend time on acquiring any knowledge about anything? There's no particular reason to. That doesn't add anything to the value of their life. But that seems to me also to be a mistake. A person who sees this subject correctly would say, no, knowledge is a valuable thing, I can see its value. Virtue is also a valuable thing. So is pleasure a valuable thing. They're all valuable things. So each of us individuals in life can pursue each of these values, and there's nothing wrong with that, and we will maximise the amount of value in our lives. Now, there's a question which arises, well, which of these is the most important? How should you decide in cases of conflict which one to go with? So, for example, I may be sitting at home and I'm reading a book and I want to increase my knowledge about a certain subject, but I see the sunshine outside and I think, oh, I'd like to go outside paddling in my kayak, and I think that would give me a pleasurable experience. If I did that, I would certainly have less knowledge than I would have if I stayed at home and read the book. Or I could stay at home and do something virtuous, whatever that may be. But I say to myself, no, I think I'll go out into the sunshine and enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. There's been a conflict between two of my values, the value of knowledge and the value of pleasure, and I've decided in this occasion I'll go for pleasure. On another occasion, on many occasions, I will decide to give up the pleasure and go for the knowledge, and I'll do the same thing with virtue versus the pleasure and virtue versus the knowledge. There's no recipe, there's no simple rule which I'm going to give you, which anybody else should give you, to try to order these priorities or to try to resolve all conflicts by a simple rule. You have to learn in life how to integrate and harmonise these different values. And I think during our lives as humans, we do learn that. We gradually learn how, day by day, we should order these values so that we don't have lives which are excessively devoted to one value rather than another, or to none of these values. I mean, it's possible to think of somebody who doesn't care about any of them. Their life truly would not have very much value. They never have any pleasure, they never do anything good, and they never learn anything. It doesn't sound like a very good life to me. A good life should involve each of those things harmonised with the others, and, of course, individuals will vary in their capacities. Some people will spend most of their lives dedicated to the pursuit of knowledge, because that's where their inclinations and capacities lie. Others may prefer a life of virtue, and they will spend more time on virtue than anything else. Others, of course, may prefer the life of hedonism. People differ according to these different, their different temperaments and their different abilities. But I think each life ought to contain each of these different values in different proportions, and that will lead to a perfectly meaningful life. We just need each of these things balanced out against the others. I hope this is sounding like a common sense approach. It doesn't require you to believe any strange doctrines or fancy ideas about why the world came, how the world came to be, or what intelligence might or might not be behind it. I'm just really reminding you of something I think you already know, and just trying to give it some systematic form so that you can say to yourself, yes, there are these three types of values. I should have each of them in my life. If I do, my life will have a value. Of course, this doesn't give life a value independent of those values. So there's no value to my life which is somehow distinct from any of these things. There's no overarching, externally imposed value. So when human beings no longer exist, well, then there won't be any of these values anymore. If there's no God to think about humans, then these values are the only values that humans have. But